So your dad was the policeman?
Dad was the policeman, yes. Yeah.
And was he the policeman? What was the area that he...
Well, his beat covered from the top of the Devil's Elbow, down the Bridge of Cammy, and up to the top of Moulin Moor, as far up Strathadlo as you could get. And he was supposed to cover all that on a push bike.
Right.
A bicycle. But he actually had a wee Austin 7.
Okay.
Now, father was 6'2", and I don't know if you know about Austin 7s, but they're not the biggest of cars that you ever owned. But he used to drive around in this and visit all the places. It was his own car, not a police car, so presumably he got a petrol allowance, because there was no petrol available during the war.
Right,
For normal motoring. I used to travel sometimes with him, school holidays, whatever. If he was going up Glenshee, I would go as an unofficial passenger with him. Visited various people. He's one of his... I can't remember all the things that he had to do. But one of the things he had to do was to go to sheep dippings and clippings. And for some reason, it must have been a wartime thing, the government required a policeman to be on site to check that sheep had been dipped.
Okay.
And count the flocks, and I can remember him having to write down all the numbers of all the different, whether they were hogs, lambs, tips,
right.
Whatever. He would do that, and then he would, that all happened about, usually every summer, and he would go around to places, and if it coincided with school holidays, I would go with him, get out of my mother's feet or whatever.
Yeah.
Other things. You wonder what a policeman did in these days. Not an awful lot compared with nowadays. Totally different job. One of the things he had to do was when the King and Queen were visiting Balmoral, they would get the train to Perth sometimes, and they'd get a car from Perth, drive up Glenshee to Deeside. And I can remember two or three occasions when he had to go and stand at the Lair Brae to make sure that they negotiated. Do you know where I am?
Yeah, I know.
They've just replaced it with a new bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have to go there. And I went with him at least once, and I had to stay well out of sight, and he would stand at the thing, and then, of course, when the royal party went past, he had to give a salute. He always had white gloves on at that time.
Right.
It sounds ridiculous nowadays. But and that would be it. It would go away, and that would be his job for whatever time it happened. Braemar Games Day, he and the policeman from Blairgowrie used to have to go and station herself at the Devil's Elbow.
Okay.
Because at the Devil's Elbow, it was quite a thing. Nowadays, have you seen the old Devil's Elbow?
I've got pictures of the old one.
It was really quite a bad Z-bend. If it had been a straight hill, probably been okay. But cars in those days... Well, let's say some were better than others.
Yeah.
And it wasn't unknown for some to have to reverse up because they had a lower gear in reverse than they had going forward.
Right,
so they would reverse up. But at the time when my father would be there, we're talking just after the war, when the Braemar Games started again, probably, I don't know when, it would be 46, 47, round about then. A car loaded with 4 or 5 people, it would chug up and it would boil and there'd be steam coming out and there'd be all sorts of hold-ups. And it was really, when you think about it, nothing compared with modern amounts of traffic. To go from one car a day to maybe 30, 40 in an hour. That was his job up there. But I remember he used to have to take off about 6 o'clock in the morning. A guy would come up from Blairgowrie and they would load up the car. Be, I can remember a crate of beer and
all the essentials.
And like. All the essentials, and they would go up to the Elbow, and that would be them until he arrived back 6, 7, or 8 o'clock at night.
So were they their job was to...
Well, it was just to make sure that everybody behaved themselves going up over the Devil's Elbow and,
yeah,
you know, deal with any traffic incidents and whatever.
You're all reversing up the...
Yeah, I mean, it's a totally different road now. When I drive up there, I think, gosh, it's not the wee narrow road that it used to be, and the hills have all disappeared and the bad corners have been straightened out. It's great now. And yet still not good enough for some people.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yes. The skiing traffic, that led to great improvements on that road. Because the amount of, when the Cairnmull opened up for the skiing in early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, that's when it started, had to improve the road for the amount of traffic that was going on. And to keep it open in the snow. Because it used to be, when it closed and that was it.
So how long was your dad the policeman?
Well, he'd been, I know from checking back my family history, he started in the police in when he came out of the forces at the end of the First War, so it would be 1920, because he was in the forces for a while after the end of the war. And it'd be about 1920 he joined the police.
Okay.
He was born in Perth, but he joined in Dunblane, and he'd been posted up to Blairgowrie, and he was actually the policeman in Blackwater. There was a policeman stationed in Blackwater at where the Kirkmichael Road joins the Glenshee Road.
All right, okay,
it was down about there. There was a house which I think it's been demolished now, and there's a new bungalow being put there. But he stayed in digs there.
Right.
Because he was actually part of the Blairgowrie force, but he was outstationed, and he would only been in his late 20s.
Right, yeah.
And he was there. And he'd be there for about a year, and then he got moved away, and he was in a place like Callander. And then back to Blairgowrie, and then he moved up to Kirkmichael in 1938.
Okay.
And he was there until he retired in 52.
Right.
So he was there right through the war.
Mm-hmm.